Blog Talk Radio.
I don't care what you say. We got a wrong style and on way. Got love for the man. It's me. It's me, GP to B. I'm coming back with E. For niggas rapping. Wait, why? It's me, GP. Nothing soft. No, let's break them up. And I blast them in the neck. For respect and make them call. Bitch ass motherfucking niggas. Finally, I'm fucking smart. They finally let the tear about the fear. Finally, they finally let the tear about the fear.
Yeah. We back once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was a little intro from the homeboy GP the Beast, aka the Money Magnet. And right now, off top, I'm your host of the show, Crazy Mo Blevino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's up?
And the calling number for today is 347-633-9265. That's 347-633-9265. And for all the people that's online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and everybody that's been tuning in the past shows. But like I said, I was bringing you guys, GP the Beast, to the show. And I delivered once again with another hot artist out of Sacramento that's been putting it down for the longest around these parts, all over Sac. He can go to anybody's hood, you know what I'm saying? Even though he's been doing his time, but he did what he did, you know, he deserves his crown, you know what I'm saying? He the one who brought you Macamino and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? He brought you all that. But right now, I want to introduce you guys to GP the Beast, a.k.a. the Money Magnet. Say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
Man, shout out, man. What's happening, man? You know, GP the Beast, man, in the building, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's a pleasure to be on the radio show. You know, I really rocks with my nigga. I fucks with the city. You know, it's real big. I got the new book out, Promise. Never make a promise you can't keep. Man, y'all got to check that out, man. You know, it's real hoods, real names, real niggas doing real shit, man. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right, that's right. Let the people know out there in the world who everybody should know who you is by now. If they don't, you know, they've been sleeping, you know, something need to happen. They need their ass kicked or something. But for the people who don't know and for the people that's been sleeping on you, let the people know who is GP, who is the artist behind, who is the man behind the artist.
Man, GP the Beast, man, you know, the Macamino King, man, an everyday hustler, man, pushing the line, trying to make my tomorrows better than my yesterdays. You know what I'm talking about? When I came out the pen, I hit you with that finally, you know what I mean, hit the rap scene real big, then came back at you with the DVDs and the movies, took another fall, went to the pen again, man, because, you know, it's not acting, man. I'm really out here living in these streets, so, you know, I'm really taking risks to try to get rich, man. You know, it's on some 50 Cent shit. Get rich or die trying. But you know how I was up in there? You know, I'm talking about your boy start writing books. I got the hottest book out. You know what I mean? It's under my real name, Gennaro Patterson. Go to Amazon.com. You know what I'm talking about? They already calling it a classic. Real niggas write real shit. I'm still coming with it, man. Smashing in the game.
That's right, that's right. Big ups to GP the Beast. You know, you got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Let the people know, you know, a couple of artists who have you worked with in the past.
Well, you know, I was on Death Row Records, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I done did some material with them cats, you know what I mean? I done worked with pretty much a whole lot of cats, man. I done did some shit with the Snoop Camp, you know, I done did some shit with the Death Row Camp. I done did stuff with pretty much all the Bay Area artists. Me and Mac Dre, you know, had it going on real tough. That was my nigga, rest in peace. You know, I done did some shit with Quinn. You know what I mean? Mac Mall. You know what I mean? Just hella niggas, man. Daz Dillinger. You know what I mean? Rocking with my nigga, Brian Hooks. Man, just hella niggas, man. I can't even really mention everybody, Messy Moore, Keith Sneak, you know what I mean? To just go down the line, P64, rest in peace, you know what I mean? All kind of niggas, man. Anybody that's hiding out here pushing the line, you know, I was rocking with them, man. Yuck Mouth, all the whole crew, man. Anybody that was hot, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. And what made GT pick up a microphone and start rapping?
Well, you know, I was in the feds, man. You know what I mean? A lot of my shit come from being in the 10, man. When I was in the feds, you know, they had us in them country penitentiaries, man, and we didn't have no CD players or none of that, man. So, you know, I had to rap, man, so we can really rock it and kick it like we like to kick it, man. And, you know, I ended up making hits. And, man, niggas up in there was like, man, you need to be a rapper, man. You know what I'm talking about? You really got it.
That's what's up. And right now, can you give your info out to everybody out there that's listening, how they can get in contact with GP the Beast?
Man, you know, you can hit me at Mr. M-R period D-E-N-A-R-O, Mr. Gennaro at yahoo.com. You know, you can check out my website, GenneroBooks.com. You know what I'm talking about? You can check out my books. I got free chapters on Amazon.com. If you got a smartphone, you know, you can get the Kindle. You can get the e-book. You can get the Nook. You know what I'm talking about? On Promise alone, I'm giving out 10 free chapters so you can read it and find out if you're really feeling it before you order it. You know what I'm talking about? And, man, I'm just, you know, pushing the line, man. You know, remember, Mr. period Gennaro at yahoo.com. That's the email. You know what I'm talking about? You can get in touch with me. Don't forget, Gennaro Books, GennaroBooks.com. You can order my book, or you can order it on Amazon.com. You can go see what I got on there. I got 15 books on Amazon. I'm about to come with my new paperback book, Promise Part 2, and The Lawyer, Murder Cases Only. You know what I mean? That's about to drop in about 30 days. Man, I'm pushing these books, man. Check me out, man. I don't know how many people y'all know write books, man, but support the movement, man. You know what I mean? If you want to educate yourself and see what's going on in the hood, or you want to take a look outside of yourself to see what you're doing in the hood, go pick up that book, man. It's the rawest book out. It's going to educate you. It's going to uplift you. It's going to change your thought pattern, man, and make your tomorrows better than your yesterdays.
That's right. That's right. Y'all go and support that. Everything he told y'all, y'all go support all those books. You know what I'm saying? Y'all support his music and everything. And right now, we're going to go to a little break while we're talking about the book. GP, I want you to introduce this track right here, Hardest Book. What made you come up with the track, and what's the concept? Let people know the concept behind the title and the song.
Well, you know, man, you know I'm still rapping. I got new music on CD, baby, and everything. So, you know, the Hardest Book, man, I'm just letting you know if you're slipping, if you're feeling my rap, man, go check out my book, because I got the Hardest Book out, man. First time, you know what I mean, pushing the line on writing books. Wrote it in 30 days. They're calling me the number one author of the year. I got the Hardest Book, man, you know what I mean? Come check it out. Check out my new music. I'm still pushing the line. I'm still slapping and smacking around here, man.
That's right, that's right, that's right. That was GP the Beast. And this is called Hardest Book. Here's a little sample from it right here for all you people that ain't heard it yet. Here it go. You heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio.
Promise. Amazon.com. Yeah. Kindle edition.
Money magnet, nigga. Waking that game up. You know what I'm talking about?
The new book.
I'm in this motherfucking building, blood.
Kindle
nigga
edition.
In the building. Yeah, check this out. You know I love how the bitch treat me.
Real good.
Love how I grip on that leather in the wood. Love how I come through, nigga, up in your hood. Bounce out on any hood, nigga, it's all good. Nigga, I'm the beast, nigga.
like P. Diddy. Fuck with this shit, cause a nigga run this city. It's a cold, cold world. Shit gets shitty. If a nigga go to the pen, niggas don't miss me. I go to other states where the money is great. Nigga trying to get his own island on a lake. I don't give a fuck, cause I don't live off luck. I live off getting money and counting on my butt. If you a duck, I can't fuck with you. But if you fine, bitch, I can fuck with you. If your mind right, I can fuck with you. Real nigga that's really gonna trust with you. Rush with you to get the money. City and state to state, snow bunny. Rock like I wanna rock. Chuck Berry. Chances make champions. Fuck being scary. This pussy was hairy. That's a no-no. Smoke, pop, shoot, dope. That's a no-no. Nigga like me, gon' roll solo. Big body Chinese bodyguard like Bola. Push through the city like I was C. Diddy. Testing out the core in the Bentley looking shitty. Got the hardest rap, the hardest hook. Go to Barnes Noble, nigga, got the hardest book. I'm the new nigga, the new...
Yeah. That was GP, the Beast, the hardest book. For you guys that's out there listening, y'all can feel that song right there. I know you can. You know what I'm saying? GP got bars. He got that raspy voice. You know, everybody that loves DMX or whoever, you know, only a certain amount of people got those raspy voices, and everybody don't sound good. I know y'all remember Kunut. You know what I'm saying? He was typed in a mug until they killed him off. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they don't do nothing to GP the Beast, because he's the next man that's up that really got it like that. But GP, while we got you online, what do you like about the music that's out right now in the streets, and what don't you like about the music that's out in the streets right now?
Well, man, what I like about the music that's in the streets right now, to me, it's motivational, you know what I mean? I be rocking with the boy Rick Ross, you know what I mean, the boy Drake, Cash Money Records, you know, 2 Chainz, Future, you know what I mean? I really like the music that's out right now. At a time, I wasn't really feeling the music because it kind of had stepped away from the gangster tip, and I had to make my transformation. But I like the music out because it's money motivated, and we need to have dreams and we need to have goals. You know, instead of looking at niggas like, okay, you balling, but I ain't, so I'm hating. Nah, if the next nigga can do it, he was born broke just like you, then you know you can do it. You know what I mean? Even if he take it to a level that we might not never reach. You know what I'm talking about? We know the possibilities is there. So, man, I'm kind of feeling the music right now, man, on some real shit, man.
That's right. And what makes you different from everybody else that's out doing music?
I mean, I don't know. You know, what really makes me different is, you know, I really rap about shit. I really do. I really live a life. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't going to tell you I got a Maybach, and I don't. You know what I'm talking about? If I do be in a Maybach and it's yours, I'm going to tell you it's yours. You know what I mean? You know, so I'm really living, you know, how I rap. That's really how I live. The way I write my books, that's really the life I live or the life I done seen. You know, if I didn't live it or experience it, then somebody close to me did, and I witnessed it. You know what I'm talking about? So I just try to keep it 100, man. You know, I ain't never really got no break in this game. I've been pushing the line independent. But I'm hungry, man. So that's what made me different, man. I done fell a few times, man, but I know how to get back up.
That's right. And why should people even accept GP the Beast into the industry, even though you've been there for a long time? But for the people who's just now getting, you know, jumping on the bandwagon, why should they even accept you into the industry? Why should they even accept your music?
I mean, you know, they should accept it if they like to hear real shit. You know what I mean? If they ain't just, you know, listening to music just on, you know, whatever a nigga got to say that slick, and they trying to really listen to how a nigga really out here trying to grind from day one, from the ground up, you know what I mean? They should accept it, man, because real niggas like real shit. Just like I say about the book, real niggas write real shit. There's no doubt that you're going to love the book. There's no doubt in my mind because... You know what I mean? It's a real shit. That's why it's so real that if you don't read, my book gonna make you read. It's gonna make you finish the book in 2 days. You know, I really got niggas pushing up on me like, man, I blew through that thing. Man, when you gonna have part two? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a really motivational feeling, man, to really feel that when I really see thug niggas with dreads, pants sagging, and you know, he telling me I blew through that in 2 days. Man, I couldn't put it down, man. That thing go right there. That feel good to me because I know niggas don't really read unless they incarcerated or it's required by their jobs. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you got to accept me, man. You got to accept me in the game if you want some real shit. You're going to like my music. You're going to like my books. You're going to like my DVDs. You know, I'm a young entrepreneur in the making, man. I'm a mastermind, a man of many talents, man. You know, I done did music, DVDs, now books, man. You know what I'm talking about? All my shit, you know, rock. It's going to be real.
That's right. That's right. You keep it up. Don't let nobody get you down. Everybody like that. And haters is crabs in the bucket. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no reason for them to be around. But right now, while we on this level right now, we like to have all the artists give out a positive message to all the young and upcoming artists. Is there a positive message that you can give to them at this time?
Man, try to, you know, see what you do that you like. That's your skill. Find out what it is that you can do that you like and you do it good and master it, man. Don't never give up on it. Give it your all, man, and you'll be a success at it. I promise you.
That's right. That's right. And right now, who do you think is hot and who's not in the game?
Man, E-40 is hot. You know what I'm talking about? Legend in the game, man. Still pushing the line. The nigga Drake is hot. Future is stupid killing them out there. 2 Chainz is hot. You know what I'm talking about? My nigga Rick Ross is killing the game, the whole Rick Ross camp. Man, the whole Cash Money camp, Drake. Niggas is hot right now, man. You know what I'm talking about? Messy Moore, niggas is hot, man. You know what I'm talking about? Killing them.
That's right. That's now, right. Is there any shout-outs you might want to give out right now to anybody?
Man, I just want to say my Facebook is GP Money Magnet. You know what I mean? Check me out, man. If you got any relatives in the pen, leave their information on my Facebook. I'm sending them free books on GP. You know what I mean? I want to give a shout-out to every real nigga out there really hustling. Niggas who done been to the pen and don't come out and, like, act like it's over with. You know what I mean? Pick it back up, man, and keep pushing the line, man. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to every nigga that's pushing the line for what he really believes in. You feel me?
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's real shit. And right now we're going to get into another little break real quick, but I want you to introduce this song right here. It's an old track off one of your old CDs, but it's still bunched to me. You know what I'm saying? It's still hot, and it's called Who Don't Know. You know what I'm saying?
Man, who don't know, man? You got that right there? Wow. You get
like
this, man. And I'll let you keep your kids. And the man just said, okay, you got that. Okay, you go way back to, you know, first grinding on the streets when niggas was like, who is that? You feel me?
Good. I told you I'm a fan of you. See what I'm saying? I know good music. See what I'm saying? And that's a good street song. See what I'm saying? But that song right there fits for all kind of gangsters. But if they know the meaning, if they listen to the words on what you're really saying, they will get the understanding of it. See what I'm saying? And then the beat, the production of it, man, both of those together, man, that shit just slapped. It, man, put it in your car right now and let that shit slap and watch what I'm talking about. If you don't believe me. You know what I'm saying? But let the people know about that song, Who Don't Know. Let them know about it as we go into this break.
Man, shout it out, man. You know what I'm talking about? Check out the Who Don't Know. It's some of the realest shit I ever wrote. You know what I mean? Fuck with your boy GP the Beast. Check me out on CD, baby. You know what I mean? Facebook, YouTube me, GP the Beast. Man, I got some shit for you, man. It's big.
That's right. That's right. This is Who Don't Know by GP the Beast.
Yeah, 911. GP is out. He's back. No, he's back on the scene. Oh, shit. He's going over there messing with the death row.
You know what I'm saying? We don't need GP and Shield Knight hooking up.
I know we don't talk too much,
not too much.
But I be tripping,
tripping,
slipping,
slipping,
not wanting to change. Set it
free.
Whatever this is, this might be up in me.
Whatever it might be.
Cause I'm tired of living this way. What can it be?
Nigga, what?
Inside of me.
They be making me commit these felonies. They be making me do these things with the fucked up laws.
It all costs. I want a deal.
Drugs, I still want to deal. Fresh out the beer.
Make it all deal.
Is it evil shit that gets a nigga doing?
Unbelievable bitch.
With the evil grit, got them scared of shit. They shitting grit. Steady getting lit for the niggas I rip. When I catch them slipping, steady get the grip when the niggas slip. And I catch them tripping. And I ask myself, nigga, what?
Nigga, what?
But nigga, why? I wanna break down on my knees to the Lord, get up on the cross. But I can't, and I ain't why.
Cause
something won't let me. To this day, I only pray when they arrest me.
And I confess me, cause I confess to be that fucked up person.
And I confess to the bodies that rest in peace.
All the fucked up hurt,
one thing for certain.
Nigga, what?
That I'm going to hell.
Cause I smoked the bodies that deal,
and I smoked the bodies that bill.
It's the easy, y'all killing me, and hell not be. And they telling me what he's telling me.
Nigga, you just a beast.
But Lord, it wasn't supposed to be that way.
And Lord, they wasn't supposed to be that way.
It's the easy, y'all killing me, and jail not be.
And they telling me what he's telling me.
Nigga, you just a beast.
But Lord, it wasn't supposed to be that way.
And Lord, they wasn't supposed to be that way.
Am I cursed from birth, Lord?
I need to know, cause I violated my parole.
And I need that weed to blow.
The greed I know, it got me.
That's why them niggas shot.
I've been hit with a pistol grip with a long clip, but it still didn't stop.
And I wonder, is the hood taking me under the do?
Cause it must be the keeper with me for the scandalous shit I do.
So have mercy, it didn't hurt me.
And enough is enough.
And I'm tired of a nigga being dirty.
And I'm tired of niggas getting stuck.
It ain't right, I'm scandalous.
Always talking about some bitch shit.
How to get bitch, how to get a grip for the throat. Always get split.
There's a trip for the grip.
I'm always putting in the dirty.
But it gets worse cause I feel curved.
Ever since an early birth.
But I thought it was the G in me. Or could it be the B to me?
But whatever it be in me, I'm trying to set it free.
Cause I'm tired, gonna get mad for high.
Wanna be like everyone else, and I'm begging please on my knees.
Lord, give me some hell.
It's the easy, y'all killing me. And hell not be.
And they telling me what he's telling me.
Nigga, you just a beast.
But Lord, it wasn't supposed to be that way.
And Lord, they wasn't supposed to be that way.
It's the easy, y'all killing me. And jail not be.
And they telling me what he's telling me.
Nigga, you just a beast.
But Lord, it wasn't supposed to be that way.
And Lord, they wasn't supposed to be that way.
I'm waking up screaming, tripping off my steam, and scared to shoot it.
Being hunted by the demon.
I be thinking my shit is polluted.
My mentality to me, it's not reality.
I be the nigga that slices the nigga late night for the county creeps. In the alley, I creep, even if they deep. Looking for a dick, and I throw it up and I diss him. For some reason, I want to lynch him.
I'm a treacherous and impetuous.
Thinking type motherfucker.
I'm the type you can't trust.
I can't stand to be around no bus.
Don't ask me why, but I make them niggas cry.
Make them fly for their life, cause I make them niggas die.
For the squirrel and the cabbage,
the greenback, I gotta have it.
Them savage and the game, and I gotta keep living lavish.
Bodies get rabid, fucking with me.
GP the beast,
and it's prevalent for me to cap.
Bodies resting in peace.
So I pray day to day, Lord, please release this evil.
When I shoot my seed, can I breathe?
It's gonna be a sequel.
It's the easy, y'all killing me, and hell not be.
And they telling me what he's telling me.
Nigga, you just a beast.
But Lord, it wasn't supposed to be that way.
And Lord, they wasn't supposed to be that way.
It's the easy, y'all killing me, and jail not be.
And they telling me what he's telling me.
Nigga, you just a beast.
But Lord, it wasn't supposed to be that way.
And Lord, they wasn't supposed to be that way.
Father,
Father,
try to forgive me.
Try to forgive me
all the dirt that I've done.
Yeah. That was GP the Beast. Who Don't Know, live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That track right there, even though it's an old track, a throwback, but it's still tight to this day. And y'all heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. For all y'all who haven't heard it, like I said, you heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. But GP the Beast, right now, I want to ask you, what do you think I want to ask you this. Do you think everybody should be doing music in the industry right now, in your opinion?
Do I think everybody should be doing music?
Yeah, do you think everybody should be doing music? You know how, you know, like I ask everybody this question because, you know, the industry is flooded full of artists doing all kind of different music. And some of it, you'd be like, man, hell no. Nah. I don't even know why we're paying you to do that. Now, that's what I mean by when I ask you that. Do you think everybody should be doing music?
Man, hell no, man. I feel like, man, I mean, it's one of the reasons it probably made me make the best decision in my life was to go write books. It was because of the overcrowdedness of the music game. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, okay, nowadays we like breeding children to grow up to become rappers. So they really feeling like that's they way out. So everybody's rapping. You know what I mean? You got every hood with everybody rapping. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Everybody, you know. Ain't nobody saying I'm gonna do this. Even if you good at sports, you brother, you want to be a rapper when you know you got action at making it professionally playing sports that make way more money than rap. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So the game is, to me, no, I don't think everybody should be rapping. That's, you know, I think that shit is crazy right there, man, to be honest with you, man. I think it's crazy every time we come up with a good idea, everybody just bum rush. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's like there's a big world. It's a big world out there and so much stuff to do in the world, but everybody just want to run their music because they feel like it's the easiest thing and anybody can do it, just throw in some little auto-tune and you might be able to rap or sing and then it's all good. No, it don't always work like that. See what I'm saying? But there's always certain people in the world who's willing to take in people like that. And we don't understand why they do that, but you got good artists on the street that they don't want to sign to major labels because of their background or the activities that they be into, but they take somebody who don't sound like anything and sound like trash and give them a meal ticket.
Man, put them on blast because it really be niggas in the hood that be way tighter than them niggas that's on TV. You know what I mean? But, it is what it is. But now I hope, you know, that they jump on the bandwagon of writing these books, man, because we, you know, as black people, man, are, you know, we are extremely gifted. You know, whatever we get involved in and we learn how to do it, we try to become the best at it. You know what I mean? And I remember once upon a time, it used to be like damn near impossible to know anybody who wrote a book. So
yeah.
I'm saying that to say this. If you're incarcerated, if you got 5 years, 10 years, 15, you got life, you got a story to tell, man. Start writing your book. That way you can possibly get published through my publishing company because I'm looking out for niggas that's locked up. And you can be able to still be a father to your children and still be able to provide for your family. Even though you got life, you utilize that time, man. Time is power, man. You got time to be able to write all kind of books, man. It might be the next biggest nigga in the world, man, right from behind them bars. You know what I'm talking about?
For real. Yeah, Tookie did it. Shit, he got his word out. He got his word
got
out.
Got his work out.
He
cleared up his name before they destroyed it he was a creator and he was an innovator. You know, he just created something that ended up being really bad, but he also tried to clean it up at the end. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. He did that. You know, he did what he had to do, you know. And right now, everybody that's online, you know, we're running out of time, but it's all good. We're going to go over time tonight, but everybody that's online, I don't know if y'all still going to be able to tune in right now, but I thank you guys for tuning in for everybody that's online. And the call-in number is 347-633-9265. The internet website, www.blogtalkradio.com/put'em on blast radio, PEEM on blast radio. And I thank you guys for tuning in. But right now, back to GP the Beast. What do you think about people doing music for fame in the industry instead of for the love of the music and for the, you know, for the what is the meaning of it, what it's really for?
Man, I don't, you know, me personally, I can't really knock nobody for the reasons that might make you become, you know, have a better life than what you had when you was born. Excuse me, if it's for the money, if it's for fame, or is it because you love the field? I really don't know people's true inner feelings, so I can't directly say one person did it for money or one person did it for love or one person did it for fame. I feel like if you're successful, I salute you, especially if you was born broke. You know what I mean? Nowadays, you got to have a lot of trickery. You got to be different. You got to be unique. So if you make it, I'm going to salute you, man. If you faked it to make it and you still got the millions, I'm still going to salute you, man, because everybody that's poor, we dream of making millions where we can make our family, you know what I mean, live a better life, our mother, our father, our children. You know what I'm talking about? So, shit, man, you know, to me it is what it is.
That's right, that's right. And what are you looking to get out of the music?
Man, when I rap and I tell my story, I'm looking to have niggas look at me, you know what I mean, and feel me as a real nigga on the street and see my struggle and see my grind and know that if I could do it, you could do it too, because I'm just like you. I'm in the hood. I'm in the hood right now while I'm doing this interview. I'm right here on the block, you know, and I'm in my S550, you know what I mean, that white-on-white thing, but I got love like that. I don't roll with nobody guards or nothing, nigga. I'm just a real nigga, and real niggas can always go back, man, you know?
That's right, that's right. And how would you make a difference in the industry if you just really just blew up where you really need to be? How would you really make a difference?
I would really make a difference because first I would put our city on the map. You already know I've been trying to do that. But I would really put my hood on the map. I'm talking about employing niggas, man. I'm talking about employing all the talent that I see in Sacramento. You know what I mean? If I ever make it big, man, books and everything, music, all that, whatever, man, I'm bringing the city with me, man. I'm bringing the employees, man. I'm giving niggas real jobs, man, and really be able to experience the life of knowing how I feel to live a wealthy life, man. Jet planes, mansions, cars, you know, never running out of money, everything, business sense, everything, being the best at what you do. Like I said, there's a lot of people out here that's good at certain things. I will find out what that certain thing is, and you'll be in that position.
That's right. That's right. And can you let the people know how much do GP the Beast charge for, you know, for networking, for if they want to hook up with you?
GP the Beast, man, is just networking, man. My number is 310-694-2926. GP the Beast don't even care about no money or nothing. I just like to rock with niggas, you know what I mean? Real niggas get my shit out there, you know. I'm coming back, you know what I mean? So I'm rebuilding. It's nothing, man. You know what I mean? Just give me a call, man. I'm just a phone call away. You know what I mean? It's nothing for me, man. I'm trying to just rock with it.
That's right. That's right. And I have one more question. How can your music change the industry?
How can it change the industry? For one thing, it won't be a nigga that you made up in the studio. You know, it'll be a nigga really, you know, from the ground up. So I believe the change will be, you know, another real nigga made it, man. You know, after many struggles, many penitentiary falls, you know, and never gave up. You know, people like success stories. They don't know all the tragedy, but when they see the tragedy and they still see the success, it makes them believe in themselves even more.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's real talk. And I want to thank you, Mr. GP the Beast, a.k.a. Money Magnet, for blessing our show with your presence tonight. And everybody out there that's online that's been hanging in or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank y'all. But until next time, you know, I'll see you guys. Stay blessed. Be safe. Stop all the negativity. be safe out there in the streets. See what I'm saying? We need to come together as one and stop all the violence, and we need to start networking as a city and really do what we got to do and put our city on the map how it's supposed to, like every other city and state around in this country. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to end the show with GP, Swishers and Doritos. And GP, I want you to let people know the meaning of this song as you take it out.
Man, it's Swishers and Doritos, man. You know how when you on that bud, you're going to the liquor store, man, you always want to get them Doritos, and you need them Swishers to keep smoking, man. So it's Swishers and Doritos, man, just on GP.
That's right, that's right. God bless you, man. Be safe. We wish you much success, and you got much love from Raw Dog Music, and put them on Blast Radio, and we'll holler at you. Until next time, here's Swishers and Doritos by GP the Beast.
Shout it out, man. Love y'all, man. Love y'all.
It's all love.
Mazi. GP the Money Magnet.
Money Magnet, nigga.
When you see me in your hood, salute the beast. Got that thing on my hip, when I see the beast. Gotta get what I gotta get. You talk shit, got that butt of the 44, heads get split. Bitches love my swag, my raps and my lingo. Say I'm hella sexy, say my pimp hands illegal. Filthin' with Desert Eagle, that's what your tongue gon' get you. Hope the police come get you before I come get you. Just came home, bitches got repo. No 9 to 5 for the beast, no Home Depot. Gucci watch for the wrist, but it was worth the risk. With the bitch in the Gucci fit, she was worth the risk. Pushing 80 on the Bay Bridge, bag full of condoms. Nigga getting money from New York back to Compton. Bitches exclusive. Some confuse me. Excuse me, bitch, but you about to lose me. Bank account growing, but these niggas ain't knowing. I'm smoking on perps, nigga, that I be growing. My money showing every time you see the Benz. AMG 22, a nickel for the rim.
Tax free, head thing illegal. Wally on my body, baby, yeah, where did we go? Pull up to the liquor store, Swishers and Doritos. Funky in my jurisdiction, we just trying to eat those. Free, yeah, thing illegal. Wally on my body, baby, yeah, where did we go? Pull up to the liquor store, Swishers and Doritos. Funky in my jurisdiction, we just trying to eat those. Live by the banger, die by the Wally. I'm finna play this white boy to try to beat this homie that my brother committed. He admitted he did it. If the charges ain't acquitted, fight the minimum sentence. Yeah, strikes living, no gimmick, really like that. The Swish is 169, so red and white, yeah. You the one that got snaked and didn't fight back. If you ain't got no money fighting cakes, you can't fight back. I'm in the hood broke as fuck, like 5 racks. Trying to put my team on, but how we gonna divide back? He probably sure with a Yankee if he slide back. He think I know about who texting for that 9-pack. Hit stick, Mozzie member, watch the line back. My unit push the front line and don't recline back. Fire back at the suckers and try to hit something. Swearing up and down on my mama. We ain't get enough shot. Tax free, yeah, thing illegal. Wally on my body, baby, yeah, where did we go? Pull up to the liquor store, Swishers and Doritos. Funky in my jurisdiction, we just trying to eat those. Tax free. Yeah, thing illegal. Wally on my body, baby, yeah, where did we go? Pull up to the liquor store, Swishers and Doritos. Funky in my jurisdiction, we just trying to eat those.
Yeah, man, we just trying to eat.